This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The ball comes to White, left corner three, got it! Kobe White with his third triple. He's got 13 in the second half. Timeout, Atlanta.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Crotty on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Mark, I think I'm pulling a Fred Sanford. Sanford, I think I'm getting the big one.
I'm coming, Mama. Oh, no, I flushed the toilet.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. Announce it. Go ahead.
According to Shams Charania, Memphis is picking Zach Edey at number 9, sources say.
I'll tell you what. Sanford and son, Fred Sanford, I'm having the big one. Unbelievable.
I'm coming, Mama.
Oh my gosh! Hey, you know what? You know what? I'm sorry. I think it would have been a fantastic get for the Bulls. I'm not even sure he was on their radar, but Memphis needed a big, and they probably tried to move up to get Klingon, and they couldn't just put the right package together. But Zach Edey, to me, he's gonna. In time, he's not there yet, but in time, he's going to be a really good player.
So are you going to be extra angry at Memphis when you broadcast the Bulls-Grizzlies games this year?
My son is with the Grizzlies organization.
Oh, so you have to be kind and
nice. He worked out all these players, but he wouldn't tell me, and nor should he.
And you're so, Joe Bag of Donuts again over
here. No, I'm not going to cross that line, whoever they work out. I mean, we have this deal. We never talk hoops, which is hard.
Really?
But I respect that.
Wow.
But – I mean, I just sent him a text. It's
for people who don't know, Chuck now on a couple of occasions throughout this show has told us about his love for Zach Edey and
yes.
that he thinks the Bulls should take Zach Edey and they'd be crazy not to take Zach Edey. All of that from Chuck Swirsky. And now
and
we
people,
find out.
People were ripping me.
Yes.
Oh, you can't take him at 11. You're right.
Yeah.
They took him at 8.
Again, just impossible to predict this draft. I mean, the first 4 picks or so came in like we thought that they would, but that one was – that I didn't see it necessarily coming, but you were holding out hope for
number
11.
I was holding out hope.
So we are a couple of picks away from the Chicago Bulls, and when Chuck and I return, hopefully, yes, I can tell you we'll be talking about the number 11 overall pick, which is going to the Chicago Bulls. If you are listening right now on 670 The Score, coming up next, you will hear Cubs pregame before they take on the Giants. We will, though, continue our draft coverage live from Advocate Center exclusively on the Odyssey app. This is 670 The Score. And welcome back to the Advocate Center, along with the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky. I am Mark Grody. We are through 9 picks in this NBA draft, and a lot of the big men are coming off the board, including Zach Edey, which just occurred at number 9 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Donovan Klingon is off the board. Alex Saar, the 7'1", 205-pounder from Australia, is off the board as well. And my friend and my broadcast partner for tonight, the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, you have not recovered from this. This is hitting you harder than I thought it would.
Well, because I want the Bulls to do so well, and I want the Bulls to put and fill in some gaps, and I think Zach Edey would have been great. But you know what? Hats off to Memphis, and now you turn the page, and there's some really good players. on the table right
yes.
now. And I mean, you want to go with Carter. You know, you want to go with Shannon. You can go a lot of different directions. I mean, they're going to be right now a cluster. Once you now got rid of the big and Edie, you've got a lot of really good players that will come in here. And, Connect is still very much on the table. Bezelis, a kid out of Chicago, he is on the table. If you really want to go with Topic, although he's coming back from a knee injury, so we'll see, but I think it's probably going to be one of those players.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a guy that I mentioned earlier, and then I think we got sidetracked by some picks that had come in. Dalton Connect, again, the shooting guard out of Tennessee, 6'6 wing, 23 years old,
yep.
started 36 games last year. A lot of the mock drafts that I saw liked Dalton Connect, and they need shooting. He is 38% from three,
yep.
can both spot up, and at least at the college level, he can create his own shot and can score off of that. What would you think about the 6'6 wing Dalton Connect?
I take him. I don't think he's going to be there. No. I think a team's going to take him before.
Well, we've only got two teams. Utah's picking now at number 10.
Well, you know, he has a lot of Utah in him. Let's see what the Jazz do. And they've taken Cody Williams. Okay, that's good. I like that. That's a good pick. His brother Jalen, of course, plays for Oklahoma City. So now you've got, the Bulls at 11, right?
Yeah, Bulls at 11. Cody Hollins just going right now. The forward from Colorado, 6'8", 185, fits all sorts of different systems. But as we were just talking about Dalton Connect, that's a guy that you didn't necessarily think would be there for the Bulls. He is available. The one
and he can shoot.
He can shoot.
And the Bulls
now
need shooters.
And he can create his own shot. But I was having a great Bulls conversation last night with Mark Schanowski, and he brought up the name. And I didn't want to do it because it kind
all right,
of
go ahead.
Doug McDermott was the name that he brought up as a comp. Doug McDermott also was a guy who could create his own shot in college, but once he came to the NBA, he could not do that.
Well, who is the point guard? I mean, you're going to have a really good player.
Giddey, you're talking about?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a really good player in Giddey who will find him. I mean, I would have no problem whatsoever right now if Dalton Connect played for the Bulls.
Right, and he doesn't just because Mark made that comp,
no,
the McDermott.
Now, Carter
is available. Wrong. Yeah.
I could see Carter, who's going to be a really good two-way player in this league. So, again, whoever the Bulls get, they're going to get a player who will come in here and compete for rotation minutes. I have no problem. The next guy they take, I can live with because they're going to be in that group of players that will extend themselves and have not hit a ceiling.
Yeah.
And including Shannon,
yes,
by the way.
Yes. Terrence Shannon.
And I think with the innocent verdict of Shannon helped his stock without any question whatsoever.
Yeah, another big man who we haven't even talked about is we kind of just bounce back and forth between guards and the other need a little bit more size in this lineup. And again, Cody Williams going to Utah at number 10 overall as we await. The Bulls are on the clock officially. They are 4 minutes and 30 seconds away from having to turn in their card as we sit here and anticipate what the Bulls might do. Khalil Ware is another guy that the center from Indiana, some Big Ten fans may know him, 15-10 last year, a 7-footer, your classic athletic big man. They said that a comp for him would be Jared Allen.
Yep.
So who is a defensive-minded guy, and I don't know if he's going to continue to be in Cleveland. Others have been talking about him getting out of there as well. But that's another guy because, so much of our big men talk were Donovan Klingon, and then RIP, Zach Edey, and Alex Saar is off the board as well. So that's another guy where that is a potential for the Bulls at number 11.
Yep. Well, I don't think they're going there, but if they do, that's fine.
Yeah.
Again, you know what? Not knowing who they're going to pick, I can live with the pool of players they've got. And we'll just see.
Yeah, the pick is in.
Has anyone scooped? Has Sham scooped anything? Or
I'm sure he will. That's where we've been getting most of this stuff from throughout the night. Is it's holiday. It's tradition for those guys to beat what's going on in the actual television broadcast as they play by the rules here as we await this number 11 overall pick for the Chicago Bulls as the anticipation builds. And I know like this has been this sort of no-name draft, but this is exciting. This is exciting.
By the way, the Spurs, they drafted Dillingham at 8. They have traded him to Minnesota for a 2031 unprotected first-round pick and a protected 2030 pick swap. So, again, Dillingham going to Minnesota, and San Antonio keeps stocking up on first-round picks. And Dillingham can shoot, and Minnesota wants and loves shooters, so there you go. And you know what? If it doesn't work out for Minnesota, those guys, by the time they get to 2031, none of them are going to be around anyway.
And we are getting word right now, Chuck.
Is it Terrence Shannon?
No, it looks like it is Metas Bouzelas.
Oh, from Chicago.
From Hinsdale Central kid. He is from Lithuanian heritage.
Yep.
Both of his parents played in Lithuania. He grew up in Chicago. So it looks like it is going to be Metas Bouzelas of the G League Unite. Again, a local product going to the Bulls as we await the official word. But that's from the people who know, that's what it looks like for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Well, again, I can live with that. And he's a very confident young man. In fact, he has challenged Richichet to a one-on-one game.
Oh, really?
And it never happened. They can see each other when Atlanta plays the Bulls. But, I like this pick. Again, he was in that pool of players, and because he's a Chicago kid, that should help, obviously, with his pedigree, and he knows the Bulls Nation, so to speak, and so good for him.
Yeah, we'll definitely look forward to hearing what Arturis Karnišovas has to say about him. Metas Bouzelas, again, of the G League Unite, and if he is somebody that sounds familiar to you listening right now, that is because he is from Hinsdale Central. Both of his parents played professionally, I should add that detail, in Lithuania for this kid that it appears that the Bulls are going to be drafting.
Okay. Well, wow. So, again, you know, he'll compete for a rotation spot. And, you know, in your mock drafts, let's see what they have to say about him. Do you have one in front of you as far as just pick at random, whether it's ESPN, whether it's Yahoo, about, you know, what he will bring the Chicago Bulls, because I'm curious to see what the national media, who had a chance to see him play on the national team, what they think of him.
Yeah, I'm bringing that up right now. I've got NBADraft.net is what I'm attempting to bring up here to get all of the details possible here. But, of course, I'm getting a little bit of okay. Let's see. Okay, the NBA comparison, you will like this, I think. Or maybe you won't, Chuck. The NBA comparison, first of all, is Franz Wagner.
I like that.
Okay. Strengths, Bouzelas is currently a thin 6'10", 195 forward with a frame that will be able to add significant muscle, giving him plenty of intrigue as a potential mismatch along the front court. Also shows bouncy run-jump athleticism, body control, and agility for a player his size that should only continue to improve throughout his career. Good ball handling ability for a 6'10 player, comfortable facing the basket, operating on the perimeter, and especially in transition where he can be potent when going downhill, willing to initiate offense on his own after missed shots at times, whether going coast-to-coast or making outlet passes to advance the ball, will slither around contact to create angles in which to score. And it does go on. Let me give some of the, just to even it out, Chuck, I'll give some
of the. And by the way, I just heard from a scout,
yes,
not connected with the Bulls. They love the pick.
Good. Okay. All right. Bringing up the weaknesses that just popped off of my screen here, Chuck. But it will definitely return to us here momentarily. That's a thumbs up, though, to hear from your scout that it was a good thing. Weaknesses, not very strong currently, and that impacts how effective he'll be able to play on both sides of the court. Willing to finish through contact at times and shows at least decent toughness, but generally is a finesse player who looks to fade away or use his height to get shots off. Physical defense can really disrupt his game at his current strength level. Struggles to consistently create slashing lanes or get to his spots cleanly against stronger players. Not particularly quick either, which allows more athletic defenders to be able to stay up front and force difficult looks for him. Overall, he is a prospect from the Chicago area, like we said, who comes from a family where both of his parents were pro hoopers in Lithuania, as I also told you, before moving to the U.S. He has a decorated amateur swimming background. Chuck, you may want to use that during your broadcast.
You know who he reminds me of? And again, he played for the Ignite with Holland, who, in fact, went fifth overall. He reminds me of Tony Kukoc.
Okay. Just from hearing all of that?
No, I've seen him play.
Okay.
And, I mean, but I like the fact that he is athletic. I like the fact that he has a good feel for the game. I love his length. And I love the fact that he can create. And I love the fact he can attack the rim. And so I think this was a great pick. He probably, you're right, needs to put some strength on, but they'll get him with the Bulls' strength and conditioning. And but I really like him. I really love the fact, and it's just more than because he's from Chicago. I think that is the cherry on top of everything. But I think this guy has a great upside.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I love how in some of these very specific draft companies that they give the exact barefoot height, and it says he is 6.8 barefoot and then 6'10", that 6'10 wingspan to go along with that. So that is Matas Buzelis, who is now a Chicago Bull of the G League Unite. Coming up a little bit later on, we are going to talk to Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation, who was really doing some deep dives on a lot of these different prospects. So we'll hear from him coming up a little while later on. Hopefully we'll actually get to hear from Buzelis himself, at least to talk about Chicago and say neat things about the city of Chicago and having hooped at Hinsdale Central. But he does seem to check a lot of the boxes and some of the needs that the Bulls have. I don't know what their plan for him will be right now, how fast a guy can get on the floor, how fast he will actually contribute to this team. But we're starting to see the beginnings of a change in the Chicago Bulls. And as we were talking about, I believe it was with Cody at the beginning of the show, that the Bulls are slowly but surely going young.
And guess what?
Alex
Not
Caruso.
Only young, but guess what?
Yeah.
Athletic.
Right. Young
Hello.
And athletic.
Yes. Who can run the floor.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? I can see some fast break opportunities coming up with Giddey handling the ball and throwing the ball ahead to Kobe, throwing the ball ahead to Buzelis, the whole bit.
Absolutely. And, you know, Giddey is here. Alex Caruso is gone. So you start to look at what a new core might mean. I mean, I am going under the assumption that the Bulls will trade Zach LaVine. So you eliminate him, even though he's not, like, what, 29 years old. So he's not old by NBA standards yet. DeMar DeRozan seems like a coin flip right now to be back. But putting him in there with Kobe White and Patrick Williams and Ayo Dosunmu and Nikola Vucevic, who is still part of this team. I don't know if we're seeing the philosophy start to kick in at all yet, Chuck, and we don't know what they plan to do with this player, with Buzelis, if he is long for the Bulls or what might happen later on in the draft, but I guess we are starting to see with both Josh Giddey and now the pick of Buzelis, of course you're going to get a young player by definition, but the Bulls are going to that young area now.
Okay, do we have Ricky O'Donnell? Is he going to join us in a moment? Maybe, maybe not. Let's see if, you know what, we're going to put our assistant, Peter Hansen, to work. Peter, can you go check and see whether or not we can get Joe Cowley on with us to to join us now that the pick is in. That'd be great. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Great work right there. Let's see. And, okay, from Illinois. Oh, here we go. Okay. We are being told that Ricky O'Donnell is actually available to jump on right now if we'd like to have him on to talk. He'd say, okay, we are waiting or we are having him on now. Okay. All right. Ricky O'Donnell will be joining us here in just a second.
Well, I love the pick. I just love the fact, number one, he's athletic. I like the fact that he is a baller. See, there's one thing. Do you like the game or do you love the game? I want guys, Mark, that love the game, okay, period. And he loves the game. I love his body language. I love the fact that he's got a little chip and a little mojo. And so there you go.
And we've been told that we do have Ricky O'Donnell joining us right now on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ricky, I know that you and I talked recently, but what did you think of the Bulls draft pick at number 11 overall going with Matez Buzelis?
Yeah, I think it's a totally fine pick for the Bulls. I'm glad they didn't do something totally outside of, you know, the conventional wisdom here. Buzelis was someone who I'm surprised was still on the board at number 11. He was getting a lot of buzz to the Pistons with the fifth overall pick. So to get him at 11 without needing to move up, I think is a pretty good value for the Bulls. I really liked Buzelis' game coming into the year. I do think he struggled a bit adjusting to the physicality of the G League Ignite. That's not really a surprise going from high school to playing against Lance Stephenson, Kenneth Faried, and grown men in the G League. But I thought he really flashed a pretty intriguing dribble, pass, shoot skill set and looked better defensively than I thought. So I like Buzelis. He needs to work on his jump shot, but I think it's a sensible pick for the Bulls and a nice value.
Well, yeah, and again, at 11, there were a cluster of players, and I think, you know, if you're looking at a number of players in the group, what separates one player from another, it's always in the eye of the beholder, Ricky. But in this case, I think the way the Bulls want to shape this club and redirect their vision, when they pick up a Giddey, for example, who's athletic, who can run the floor. I mean, Buzelis is the same thing from the standpoint of being athletic and the fact he gets after it. I do believe he's going to put on some strength. And so when you're at 11, you know, what's the difference between picking 9 and picking 13 or picking 14? And I think because of the attributes he has, you had to go with this pick.
Yeah, I like the pick for the Bulls. It's totally sensible. Only thing, I thought Buzelis was going to be a very good shooter leaving Sunrise Christian Academy. Instead, he really struggled with his shot with the Ignite. Maybe that's to be expected. You know, a lot more physical competition. It's a further line. Only hit 26% of his threes and 69% of his free throws. That's just not going to be good enough. I believe he has it in him to be a better shooter. I believe Peter Patton on the Bulls can help him iron out his jump shot. But he's got to be about a 35-36% shooter at least for everything else to fall into place. But the reason you draft Matas Buzelis is he's 6'10", can play out on the perimeter, and is a pretty creative ball handler. And those are just things that you don't see at that size. So I think he's got real long-term upside. Yeah, he needs to get stronger. To me, it's the jump shot. If the jump shot comes around and if he can be at least a league average NBA three-point shooter, which is a pretty high bar to clear, but if he can do that, I think it opens up the rest of his game. And he's someone who can help you space the floor, add a little bit of defensive rim protection with all the shot blocking he did with the Ignite, and maybe a pinch of creativity off the dribble in terms of his playmaking.
Matas Buzelis to the Bulls, a local kid at Hinsdale Central, grew up in Chicago. His parents both played professionally in Lithuania. He'd been playing for the G League Unite, and now he is a Chicago Bull, as we are out here at the Advocate Center, Voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky and me, Mark Rohde, and the media beginning to gather just a few feet away
probably
from
for
us.
For the conference call.
For Arturis. Oh, for the conference call first. Okay, the conference call probably going to go down here in a little bit, and then Arturis Karnišovas no doubt will speak. And, Ricky, look, I know that you and I just talked recently, but Share with us what you think the plan for the Chicago Bulls should be going forward in terms of getting this team straightened out after what was, and finally it appears that Arturis Karnišovas is admitting it is a core that is not going to go, that is not going to work for the Bulls.
Yeah, I think it really all comes down to what the Bulls do with DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan is their floor, and if he's on the team next year, the team is still going to be relatively competitive, though not very good in the Eastern Conference. But if DeMar's not on the team, I think the Bulls have a great pathway to having this be a rebuilding year and to seeing, you know, what you can get out of Josh Giddey, Matas Bezelis, and some of the younger players on the roster. The Bulls owe their first-round pick to the San Antonio Spurs next year. In the original DeRozan deal, it's top 10 protected. I think if this team doesn't have DeRozan and Caruso, they're going to be pretty bad, and they're probably going to be in line to pick in the top 10 of the draft. I think that would be good for their long-term future. The Bulls need, some higher ceiling guys on this roster, and this 2025 draft is really loaded. It has a true blue-chip player in Cooper Flagg coming into Duke next year. It has Ron Harper's son, Dylan Harper,
yep,
who's a big lefty point guard going to Rutgers. His teammate Ace Bailey is another guy who looks like a potential top five pick. So I like the idea of the Bulls using this year to reset, to see what they get out of the young guys. Maybe keep Patrick Williams, see if he can take on a bigger scoring load without DeRozan around, and to really just have it be a year of experimentation where you hope you can add a premium talent in the 2025 draft.
Ricky, of the available players, whoops, I guess we have to take a break.
Okay, so we are going to take a break.
Ricky, thank you so much.
Ricky, really appreciate your time, man, jumping on here after the Bulls finally make their pick. Matas Bezelis of the G League Unite is with the Chicago Bulls. We're going to step aside right now. Well, the media is going to do a conference call with the Bulls pick, the number 11 overall. Chuck Swirsky and me, Mark Grody, we will be back at the Advocate Center in a few here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach LaVine, bounce pass, left elbow, Io for three. Got it! Onions, baby onions! That will end the half, the three ball by Io Dosunmu.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
The Bulls at number 11 overall take Matas Bezelis, the guard, the 6'10", actually, small forward from the G League Unite. And he comes certainly with a local touch. He played at Hinsdale Central, grew up in Chicago. Both of his parents played professionally in Lithuania, but Bezelis going to the Bulls at number 11 overall. We'll continue to break him down until 9 o'clock here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, the media currently awaiting a conference call with the Bulls pick. I don't know if we'll have time to turn that around, but we certainly will. But what we can play for everybody right now is the interview after the Bulls took Matas Bezelis at number 11 overall. The team at ESPN had him on, and this is what it sounded like right after he was drafted.
Matas, I had an original question for you because I know you're a big-time trash talker, but I want you to put words to the emotion you're feeling first.
I'm blessed, man. This is what I wanted. I wanted to be here. I just can't. Thank you to the Bulls organization. I'm ready to work, man. I was born for this.
All right, so you got that out of the way. Now, as an elite trash talker, do you have a message for anybody that thought you couldn't be here? And if not, that's totally fine, too.
I don't got to say nothing. I thank everybody who doubted me. Thank you to everyone that doubted me, because I wouldn't be here without y'all. I use it as fuel. And everybody that supported me, I can't thank you enough. the support cast has been insane. So I thank you to everyone.
All right, Matas, congratulations. You get to stay in your hometown of Chicago. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Man, I am a sucker for that. Matas Bezalis right there on ESPN. Monica McNutt doing the interview.
That was a typical Monica McNutt interview, by the way. All right, now that we got out of that
not a fan?
Let's move on.
Okay, fair enough. The fact that he, because you never know, like, people from here, do they really want to play in their hometown? Is that really their dream? I mean, which Bulls teams did he watch growing up? But it sounds like he is really happy to be here and maybe was starting to hear a little bit too much from the draft analysts about where he might go, and sounded like it was kind of a, told you guys I would be, you know, top 15 and obviously number 11 going to the Chicago Bulls.
You know what? He's very confident.
Yes,
okay.
Like that.
And very much of an individual who I think is has a great deal of assurance that he's going to go through the storms and the choppy waters that any NBA rookie will receive during his initiation and baptism of pro ball. But, you know, I like the attitude. I really am.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he was that, because sometimes you don't feel the excitement and the exasperation that goes on in terms of that. Yes, and we do also have, I'm being told, that we have some extra ESPN analysis before. But first, we got Chuck.
Before
right
we go to that, Michael O'Brien on Twitter is saying that Bezalis never played basketball in Illinois. He attended Hinsdale Central as a freshman. Then COVID hit. He left and attended two out-of-state prep schools. His younger brother is currently a rising senior at Hinsdale Central who plays basketball.
Okay. All right. A little bit more insight right there. And for more of that, let's go back to ESPN and hear what their analysts are saying about Matas Bezalis, the Bulls pick at number 11 in this draft.
He played a myriad of sports growing up, gymnastics, swimming, which is still a part of his workouts, and soccer. Both of his parents played professional ball in Lithuania. And he told our Adrian Wojnarowski that in Lithuania, basketball is a religion. He, of course, is coming from the G League Ignite, who struggled a bit this season, a 2-32 record. But he said he picked the Ignite because he wanted to play NBA rules. He wanted to shoot NBA threes here, Andrea. He wanted to play against NBA veteran competition.
He wanted to be challenged, in other words. And I talked to Anthony McClish, who was over G League Ignite all season. He said Matas Bezalis was the best when it came to professional habits. He picked them up the easiest out of all of those young guys, and you already see the emotion from Matas. How special.
I mean, can you imagine, Jonathan? He is going home in his home in the NBA.
Malika, NBA scouts scour the globe searching for wing players like Matas Bezalis. 6'10" in shoes, a frame that will fill out significantly in time, and NBA dunk contest caliber explosiveness. He brings outstanding instincts as a rim protector, developing playmaking, creating off the bounce, passing ability, and all kinds of versatility defensively on the perimeter. Now, the big question is the jumper. He made just 27% of his threes this year, but there were some shooting indicators we've seen in previous settings. He shot 43% for three as a high school senior. Malika, NBA teams will bet on Lithuanian jeans all day. Pound for pound, it's the top country in the basketball world. Chicago Bulls president of basketball is Arturas Karnišovas, who happens to be Lithuanian himself.
But he was born here. He grew up in Chicago.
He was, and that's why, look at the emotion that Matas Bezalis has when he hears that he is heading to Chicago.
Yeah, but his parents did play professionally in Lithuania, that's for sure. Again, that's the folks at ESPN right there talking about Matas Bezalis, the Bulls pick at number 11 overall in this draft. And, you know, we can't wait to see him get going, the small forward at 6'10", and the hometown kid. And we're going to hear from him here in just a little bit. But it feels like, although you don't look at this pick and say, well, this is some sort of game changer for the Bulls organization, you start to feel it. There are certain symbols of it. That's one of them. The Alex Caruso trade for Josh Giddey, obviously the other one. And then the two biggies that have been a big part of our conversation tonight, DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, and what could happen with both of those, either of those or none of those guys. But this certainly is the beginning of something, Chuck.
Well, this is a great fit from the standpoint for a lot of different directions with the Bulls, is that you're getting a very athletic player who will come in, again, has to get stronger, has to work on his shot, but he's got the principles down of a basketball IQ and a basketball feel. So when the Bulls are looking at somebody who will join this young core they're putting together, and with the intangibles he has as they move forward with his style of play, I think is going to be very, very productive for this team.
It would be very interesting, too, when our tourists of the media said assembled right now waiting for the conference call with their newest player, but our tourist Karnišovas will take the stage a little bit later on tonight, and he will start to, because we haven't heard from him. We haven't heard from him since the end of last year when he was pretty as forthright as he has been about his what this core has been. It took him, I think, maybe a year too long to begin to break it down, but he has indeed begun to do that, and some of what's going on tonight is certainly symbolic of it. It is Mark Grody and Chuck Swirsky. We are live at the Advocate Center. We are going to be with you until 9 o'clock, and we will have much more coming up next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Chicago Bulls, their pick is in.
With the 11th pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Matis Buzelis from Chicago and the NBA's G League team Ignite.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
There was Matis Buzelis going to the Chicago Bulls at number 11 overall, the 6'10 small forward, as you heard the commissioner Adam Silver saying on ESPN of the G League Unite. And yeah, grew up in Chicago around Hinsdale Central. Both of his parents played professionally in Lithuania, and I think we're all very eager to hear more from him, as we are being told that once the conference call begins, we will get to take it live right here on The Score. So there's going to be lots of questions to him about how he could fit in with the Bulls, and certainly the fact that he has his roots here, which always takes the story to another level. And you never know, like Chuck, you never know with guys, with athletes in any of our sports here in Chicago, they, you know, some guys privately and sometimes they're transparent about it, don't necessarily like the stage of playing in their hometown just because there's another extra layer of responsibility that comes with it. But at least from what we heard from Matis Buzelis in the short interview on ESPN, it sounds like he couldn't be more thrilled to be part of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, and let's set the record straight. He did not play high school ball, once again, to reiterate. Right. He did not play high school ball here. So he's been removed. It's not like he went from Hinsdale Central and then all
of a
sudden,
yeah,
you know, it was fresh. It wasn't. I mean, he played ball in New Hampshire, Kansas, Nevada, and then, of course, the G League with the Ignite. So his hometown roots are here, no question about it. I think this was a good fit, a tailor-made fit for him to come back home and play for the Bulls. And as you heard from those two snippets that we played from the audio from ESPN, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah,
it's not a chip on his shoulder. It's a boulder.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he wants to prove a lot of critics wrong. Now, is he a ready-made right now NBA player? Only time will tell. Were there other players probably more advanced than him in the pool? Maybe. But you look at his skill set and you look at what he's going to bring once he fills out with his strength and once he gets in the lab with Peter Patton, who is by far the best NBA shot doctor ever, ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He is great. He can manufacture and reconfigure the mechanics of a player. Peter Patton is, without any doubt, the finest shot doctor. And Chip England is a great one with OKC. But let me tell you what, he's great.
I did not know that. I mean, I knew he was good. And I knew his reputation was good. But I didn't realize how good he was. At this point, we are going to go to the conference call with the Bulls' number 11 overall pick, Matas Bezalis.
And after the selection, and can you just take us through kind of what was going through your head in that moment and just what it means to you to be drafted by your hometown team?
Super thankful. Very grateful. I worked really hard to get here. So I just can't thank the Bulls organization enough.
Hey, how you doing? Joe Colley from the Chicago Sun-Times. Real quick, how much, I mean, obviously you have a background of being from this area and knowing it somewhat, but how much do you actually know about this current roster and where do you think you kind of fit in and what can you bring to it? What are your strengths of what you can do and bring to it?
I feel like I can bring a lot of things to the table. Whatever the coach tells me to do, I'm going to do the best of my abilities. You know, I'm ready to work too. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to give it my all.
Next. Latisse, Casey Johnson with NBC Sports Chicago. Two questions. What are some of the strengths you think will translate to the next level? And what are maybe some of the things you think you need to work on? And also, I saw in a pre-draft interview you cited J.R. Smith as somebody you admire. That's not a name you often see, particularly from someone your age. What is that connection about?
Well, first question was, what do I need to work on? I need to work on getting stronger. That's going to come eventually. What else? Shooting, working on shooting a little more. What translates? Blocking shots, pushing the ball in transition, you know, getting right into our offense, being a good teammate. And then J.R. Smith thing was, it's just me being a basketball head. I love basketball. So I look at a lot of different players. I watch a lot of different players.
Matas, Deion Miller from ABC7. We saw so much emotion from you, from your family. Can you articulate what this means, a chance to not only play professionally, but here in Chicago?
It means the world. Me being born and raised there, it just makes it so much better. And, I mean, it means everything to me. I can't even explain it.
Matas, this is Mike McGraw from the Daily Herald. I think you mentioned this before, that you know Arturis and you've known him for a few years. What can you talk about, like, your relationship with him and you know, how much you've been around him?
I don't know him that much. My dad knows him from being with the national team, Lithuanian national team, but I had some chats with him. I don't know him that much, though.
Matas, Andy Seligman with the Associated Press. Just wondering, what do you feel you gained from going the G League route as opposed to going to college?
Playing against the best players in the world. Getting trained by the best coaches in the world and having, you know, some vets that have been on NBA rosters and know what it's like to go through the route that we went on. So I think I gained an advantage being there.
Matas, John Greenberg from The Athletic. When you were growing up in Hinsdale, who were your favorite Bulls players, Bulls teams? Like, what memories do you have recent memory of following this team?
Back then, it was Derrick Rose for me. He was a big impact on Chicago basketball. So I'd say him.
Cody Westerlund with 670 The Score. Can you take us through the pre-draft process? How much did you talk to the Bulls? Did you come here and work out? And what were you kind of expecting heading into tonight? Were you expecting to land here at all? Or just what's the background on all that?
They came to watch me in L.A. work out privately. No, I didn't expect actually to be here. So now that I'm here, I'm very excited.
Anybody else? Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was, again, Matas Buzelis, the Bulls drafted him at number 11 overall, and you just got to hear a little bit of what he's all about. And we talked already a lot about the fact that he is from Chicago, and he made it clear that he loves being here. His team apparently was the Derrick Rose Bowl, so that's a pretty good precedent. Because I was wondering, I was like, he had to have, if he was that excited about staying in his hometown and being part of the Bulls, he must have watched some pretty good Bulls basketball, because that affects all of us, what we see when we're young. And he talked about Derrick Rose, and Chuck, he talked about J.R. Smith too, so he respects the old school a little bit too. You know, it's always cool when guys know people that are a little well beyond their age and understand a little bit of the history of the game.
Yeah, so. Well, I love this pick, and I want our listeners to know I flat out love this pick. I love everything about this pick. I think, and I hate to use this cliche, but I'm going to use it. I was shocked he was available at 11.
Wow.
I thought he was going to go around maybe 6 through 8, and he dropped, and the Bulls are going to benefit. Now, I want to caution Bulls Nation right here, and listen carefully. Give this young man a chance, okay? Bulls Nation needs to be patient. He's going to get stronger. He's going to work on his shot with Peter Patton. But I love this pick. And you know how I felt about Zach Edey, but he was off the table.
Yeah, right. You had to get over it. It was like a breakup. You got through it. It took us some time. But there you are. You're smiling and you're laughing.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, and by the way, Miami took your friend from Indiana. And so, you know, the truth of the matter is that had Edey been available at 15, he would have gone to Miami. There was no question about it.
My friend was Khalil Ware.
Yes.
The 7-footer from Indiana.
That you've compared to Jared Allen.
yeah, well, that's what a lot of the publications were saying. That wasn't my own analysis, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You didn't even know who he was coming into the building tonight. What do you think? That's another thing. Don't get me started.
Oh, on the way these draft analysis
well,
go?
You know, it reminds me of it. So, like, in the NCAA tournament, you know, when you're filling out your bracket and someone says, yeah, I love Loyola Marymount. Okay, you're like, who's the coach?
Yeah, exactly. Name one player on the roster. One player.
But I love their sky blue and maroon uniforms. I'm writing it down. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. Just name me one player. You know what? Name a bench player. It doesn't even have to be a starter. Name one person.
I really like Duquesne. Okay, why do you like Duquesne? I love the name Duquesne.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
anyway, so overall, you know what? Again, with the 11th pick, another young player. And this is how you kind of rebuild without using the R word.
Yeah, well, that was such a great conversation we had earlier. Who was at the table? I think it was KC. KC basically saying that you know the direction that the Bulls are taking right now and is not the team that one should expect to be winning. And you're putting the stop sign up at that a little bit, saying that this doesn't necessarily have to be a rebuild. Like in the classic bottom drops out sense, but I do think that they're going to be willing to take a little bit of a hit, Chuck, in the short term here. There's always going to be some opportunity cost when we are talking about, like, we're throwing around names like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, and say what you will about those players. If the Bulls don't have those guys, those are hyper-talented, big-time players that were part of your core that won't be here. So the idea that the Bulls, no matter what, are not going to take a hit, I mean, I just think that they're going to have to in the very short term.
Yeah, well, again, this is going to be, and you're going to hear comments tomorrow morning right here on not only the 670 The Score Odyssey app, but also 670 The Score with Mullin and Haw after the Cubs finally win a ball game. And let me just say this.
Yeah.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
Did I really go there?
Yeah. Okay,
so thank you. But I'm just going to say you're going to hear from Arturis, and he'll explain, and he's not going to open up everything. I mean, you can't do that, and I grant you. You can only say what you can say. He's not going to deliver transparency to every 29 other clubs what his plans are. But I think probably he will drop a nugget or two regarding the direction of the ball club without really having It's not like he's going to lie. He has never done that. But it's not like he can really spill everything out there.
Oh, yeah, you know, of course.
No GM can do that. No coach can do that.
Understandably. And for the record, I do believe that Arturis Karnišovas deserves this chance. Like, it's too early in the tenure to be like, okay, this core that he had envisioned, it didn't work. Get this guy out of here. I do think that, you know, the circumstances were tough. I know I liked what he had been building when it was Lonzo Ball and Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. It didn't work. It took him a year long to do what he's starting to do now, but it wasn't like some colossally bad thing. So now I do think that he deserves this chance to not necessarily fix what he did wrong, because you're probably going to be getting rid of some of these players, but there's another chance to present forth his idea for the core and hopefully get it to the next level this time.
All right, well, the Lakers are picking. I wonder if they're going to take the kid Collier out of USC. And let's see where they're going with this.
Yeah, the Lakers, what they add. Is it going to be Bronny James?
No, they'll take him in the second round. Let's see who they go for right now.
Yeah.
And the pick is in, and they are going with –
the TV just went out on us.
Oh, gosh. Okay, there, sports fans.
Oh, it is Dalton Connect.
Oh, that
Dalton
was good.
Connect,
good
the
pick.
Shooting guard out of Tennessee.
I like that.
The 6'6 wing, 23 years old. That's a guy that he was kind of one of my low key guys. But that was just great that there was the countdown.
Yeah, really.
Hey, man, it's okay. We're just on the app right now. It's all good, you know.
Okay. And we're on until when?
No, we are on until we got just a couple more minutes here,
okay.
Chuck. We're on until 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, number one, thank you for the invite.
Yeah.
Thank you to Ryan Borth,
yeah.
Peter Hansen, Alex Kuhn.
Yes.
Alex, we love you. Thank you.
Shout out.
So very much. And, again, this is just the start here, because we got free agency around the corner. And
we're here for the beginning. We're ground.
We'll find out what's going on. You know, Torrey Craig has an opt-out if he wants to go there.
Mm.
And so we'll see what develops there and the rest of the ball club, and hopefully I can convince Mitch Rosen and Ryan that we can put all of the preseason games on 670 The Score or the app. You know, we can always go the app route.
See, kind of what we did tonight. See?
Yes.
Okay. I think somebody's got a list of programming ideas.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
We opened a can of worms, didn't we?
Yes,
yeah, we did. By the way, Cubs and Giants scoreless in the first. Hayden Wesneski.
And also, you know, by the way, Ryan, just so you know, Mark has told me that he's willing to do midnight to five after Bears games.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or I can be Gropper times too.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, I do hope that you guys schedule Chuck for a few of those Bears Mondays, because it is, or not for the overnights that he's done, because when he has done those are electric, because you do turn into your alter ego.
Yes,
Joe
I do.
Bag of Donuts.
Joe Bag of Donuts. And I because I'm just like a guy, you know, having a slice of pizza.
You're anybody,
and a
man.
Mr. Pibb watching the Bears. I mean, really.
It kind of sounds like we need to have him on from 12 to 5 tonight after the Cubs game.
Yeah, what are you doing?
5 hours on the bullpen.
3 hours from right now, Chuck. No, sir, you have done your time, and you have done it very well.
Are you sending me to Marion? What's going on? You've done your time. Pete Rose on line one.
Go get yourself a square meal. They've got some food left backstage right now.
Yeah.
It would appear.
Yeah, sure. anyway, but this has been fun. Thanks again.
Of course.
Nice meeting Peter. Has Shannon gone yet?
I'll tell you what,
you did a great job. Can we put him on for a minute?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, this is Peter Hansen. Peter is a student at the University of Illinois. He lives in the Chicago area, does great job broadcasting on Big Ten Plus. And, in fact, that's what he told me. I do a great job broadcasting on Big Ten Plus. So, Peter, what can you tell us about Terrence Shannon?
Terrence Shannon Jr., you hear the words three-level score thrown around about him?
Yeah.
Couldn't be further from the truth. He can score
at
all three levels. Me and Chuck talked before the show. He tends to go to his left hand a little bit too much, and it really wasn't a problem in college because he just threw it in the rim anyways, but it might not translate to the next level. So we'll see how he plays in the NBA.
Well, there was a player way before your time, by the name of Mo Peterson, played on the NCAA winning Michigan State Spartans team out of Flint. He was a member of the, quote, Flintstones with Mateen Cleaves and whatnot. And Mo did not have a right hand. Everything was left, left, left. And he had a pretty good career, made a lot of money using his left hand. So hopefully that'll be the case with Shannon having a great career.
Yeah, yeah, let's hope so. And thank you for having me on.
Do you know anything about the Bulls draft pick, Metis Puzelis?
I did not know much about him before I heard his name tonight.
Nor did we.
No, don't include me.
No, that's true. That's true. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes.
But we have all learned about him.
And yes, and we're going to learn more about him because the Summer League in Vegas is around the corner.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And Arturis Karnišovas, in a little while, will speak out here to the Assemble Media. A lot of that you'll hear on the Mully and Haw show tomorrow. So I guess that's it. It's really hard to say goodbye. This is tough, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're
going a little bit overtime
here. And again, there's the second round is tomorrow. And
yes,
the Bulls
that's
do
true.
Not have a
yes.
second. In fact, the next time the Bulls have a second round pick is 2028.
Oh, my God. Okay. For Chuck Swirsky, for Ryan Porth, who did nice job getting us on the air or getting the press
yeah,
conference.
Yeah, Ryan
on
was
the
great.
Air. That was
don't
was,
forget about Alex Kuhn.
Oh yeah, no.
I feel badly. I mean, Alex is working his tail off.
You didn't let me do it, man.
And also Peter Hansen and the great Alex Kuhn in our downtown Chicago studios, doing just a wonderful job. Alex,
Sean Sears did play a role in tonight as well.
Oh,
so.
Oh there you go.
We've got Sears yes. as well. Kuhn, what'd you think of the broadcast?
I thought it went great, guys. And
thank you.
I for one, thought we needed to get Chuck's Cubs thoughts at about 7:59.
I want Mason Miller in Chicago. The reliever
yeah, you've been
for
talking
Oakland.
That up for a minute.
I mean,
now.
You know, like just get it done, Jed. I don't want to wait until next year, and I don't want to be like a seller. You know what? Just get it done. You know,
you have, still got hope, huh? You think they can turn
have
this
some
around?
Onions and do it.
Don't score in the second inning. Cubs and Giants for this man, the great Chuck Swirsky. I am Mark Grody.
This is Harry Carey. Okay, later.
Thanks to everybody for listening. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chicago Bulls, their pick is in.
With the 11th pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Matis Puzelis from Chicago and the NBA's G League team Ignite.
Let's get back to more of the Scores Bulls Draft Special, live from the Bulls Draft headquarters at the Advocate Center with Chuck Swirsky and Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
There was Matis Puzelis going to the Chicago Bulls at number 11 overall, the 6'10 small forward, as you heard the commissioner Adam Silver saying on ESPN of the G League Unite. And yeah, grew up in Chicago around Hinsdale Central. Both of his parents played professionally in Lithuania, and I think we're all very eager to hear more from him, as we are being told that once the conference call begins, we will get to take it live right here on The Score. So there's going to be lots of questions to him about how he could fit in with the Bulls, and certainly the fact that he has his roots here, which always takes the story to another level. And you never know, like Chuck, you never know with guys, with athletes in any of our sports here in Chicago, they, you know, some guys privately and sometimes they're transparent about it, don't necessarily like the stage of playing in their hometown just because there's another extra layer of responsibility that comes with it. But at least from what we heard from Matas Bezelis in the short interview on ESPN, it sounds like he couldn't be more thrilled to be part of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, and let's set the record straight. He did not play high school ball, once again, to reiterate. Right. He did not play high school ball here. So he's been removed. It's not like he went from Hinsdale Central and then all of a sudden, you know, it was fresh. It wasn't. I mean, he played ball in New Hampshire, Kansas, Nevada, and then, of course, the G League with the Ignite. So his hometown roots are here, no question about it. I think this was a good fit, a tailor-made fit for him to come back home and play for the Bulls. And as you heard from those two snippets that we played from the audio from ESPN, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah,
it's not
he
a
does.
Chip on his shoulder. It's a boulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he wants to prove a lot of critics wrong. Now, is he a ready-made right now NBA player? Only time will tell. Were there other players probably more advanced than him in the pool? Maybe. But you look at his skill set and you look at what he's going to bring once he fills out with his strength and once he gets in the lab with Peter Patton, who is by far the best NBA shot doctor ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He is great. He can manufacture and reconfigure the mechanics of a player. Peter Patton is, without any doubt, the finest shot doctor, and Chip England is a great one with OKC, but let me tell you what, he's great.
I did not know that. I mean, I knew he was good, and I knew his reputation was good, but I didn't realize how good he was. At this point, we are going to go to the conference call with the Bulls' number 11 overall pick, Matas Bezelis.
After the selection, and can you just take us through kind of what was going through your head in that moment and just what it means to you to be drafted by your hometown team?
Super thankful, very grateful. I worked really hard to get here, so I just can't thank the Bulls organization enough.
Hey, how you doing? Joe Colley from the Chicago Sun-Times. Real quick, how much, I mean, obviously you have a background of being from this area and knowing it somewhat, but how much do you actually know about this current roster and where do you think you kind of fit in and what can you bring to it? What are your strengths of what you can do and bring to it?
I feel like I can bring a lot of things to the table. Whatever the coach tells me to do, I'm going to do the best of my abilities. You know, I'm ready to work too. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to give it my all.
Next. Latisse, Casey Johnson with NBC Sports Chicago. Two questions. What are some of the strengths you think will translate to the next level? And what are maybe some of the things you think you need to work on? And also, I saw in a pre-draft interview you cited J.R. Smith as somebody you admire. That's not a name you often see, particularly from someone your age. What is that connection about?
Well, first question was, what do I need to work on? I need to work on getting stronger. That's going to come eventually. What else? Shooting, working on shooting a little more. What translates? Blocking shots, pushing the ball in transition, you know, getting right into our offense, being a good teammate. And then the J.R. Smith thing was, it's just me being a basketball head. I love basketball, so. I look at a lot of different players. I watch a lot of different players.
Matas, Dion Miller from ABC7. We saw so much emotion from you, from your family. Can you articulate what this means, a chance to not only play professionally, but here in Chicago?
It means the world. Me being born and raised there, it just makes it so much better. And, I mean, it means everything to me. I can't even explain it.
Matas, this is Mike McGraw from the Daily Herald. I think you mentioned this before, that you know Arturis and you've known him for a few years. What can you talk about, like, your relationship with him and you know, how much you've been around him?
I don't know him that much. My my dad knows him from being with the national team, Lithuanian national team, but I had some chats with him. I don't know him that much, though.
Matas, Andy Seligman with the Associated Press. Just wondering, what do you feel you gained from going the G League route as opposed to going to college?
Playing against the best players in the world, getting trained by the best coaches in the world, and having, you know, some vets that have been on NBA rosters and know what it's like to go through the route that we went on. So I think I gained an advantage being there.
Modest, John Greenberg from The Athletic. When you were growing up in Hinsdale, who were your favorite Bulls players, Bulls teams? Like, what memories do you have of, in, I guess, recent memory of following this team?
Back then, it was Derrick Rose for me. He was a big impact on Chicago basketball. So I'd say him.
Cody Westerlund with 670 The Score. Can you take us through the pre-draft process? How much did you talk to the Bulls? Did you come here and work out? And what were you kind of expecting heading into tonight? Were you expecting to land here at all, or just what's the background on all that?
They came to watch me in L.A. work out privately. No, I didn't expect actually to be here. So now that I'm here, I'm very excited.
Else. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. That was, again, Matas Buzelis, the Bulls. I knew I'd do it. The Bulls drafted him at number 11 overall, and you just got to hear a little bit of what he's all about. And we talked already a lot about the fact that he is from Chicago, and he made it clear that he loves being here. His team apparently was the Derrick Rose Bulls, so that's a pretty good precedent. Because I was wondering, I was like, he had to have, if he was that excited about staying in his hometown and being part of the Bulls, he must have watched some pretty good Bulls basketball, because that affects all of us, what we see when we're young. And he talked about Derrick Rose, and Chuck, he talked about J.R. Smith too, so he respects the old school a little bit too. You know, it's always cool when guys know people that are a little well beyond their age and understand a little bit of the history of the game.
Yeah, so. Well, I love this pick, and I want our listeners to know I flat out love this pick. I love everything about this pick. I think, and I hate to use this cliche, but I'm going to use it. I was shocked he was available at 11. Wow. I thought he was going to go around maybe 6 through 8, and he dropped, and the Bulls are going to benefit. Now, I want to caution Bulls Nation right here, and listen carefully. Give this young man a chance, okay? Bulls Nation needs to be patient. He's going to get stronger. He's going to work on his shot with Peter Patton. But I love this pick. And you know how I felt about Zach Edey, but he was off the table.
Yeah, right. You had to get over it. It was like a breakup. You got through it. It took us some time. But there you are. You're smiling and you're laughing.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, and by the way, Miami took your friend from Indiana. And so, you know, the truth of the matter is that had Edey been available at 15, he would have gone to Miami. There was no question about it.
My friend was Khalil Ware. That
yes.
was the 7-footer from Indiana.
That you've compared to Jared Allen.
yeah, well, that's what a lot of the publications were saying. That wasn't my own analysis, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You didn't even know who he was coming into the building tonight. What do you? That's another thing. Don't get me started.
Oh, on the way these draft analysis
well,
go?
You know, it reminds me of, so like in the NCAA tournament, you know, when you're filling out your bracket and someone says, yeah, I love Loyola Marymount. Okay, you're like, who's the coach?
Yeah, exactly. Name one player on the roster. One player.
But I love their sky blue and maroon uniforms. I'm writing it down. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah,
sure.
You're right. Right. Just name me one player. You know what? Name a bench player. It doesn't even have to be a starter. Name one person.
I really like Duquesne. Okay. Why do you like Duquesne? I love the name Duquesne.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
anyway, so overall, you know what? Again, with the 11th pick, another young player. And this is how you kind of rebuild without, using the R word.
Yeah, well, that was such a great conversation we had earlier. Who was at the table? I think it was KC. KC basically saying that you know the direction that the Bulls are taking right now and is not the team that one should expect to be winning, and you're putting the stop sign up at that a little bit, saying that this doesn't necessarily have to be a rebuild like in the classic bottom drops out sense, but I do think that they're going to be willing to take a little bit of a hit, Chuck, in the short term here. There's always going to be some opportunity cost when we are talking about, like, we're throwing around names like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, and say what you will about those players. If the Bulls don't have those guys, those are hyper-talented, big-time players that were part of your core that won't be here. So the idea that the Bulls, no matter what, are not going to take a hit, I mean, I just think that they're going to have to in the very short term.
Yeah, well, again, this is going to be, and you're going to hear comments tomorrow morning right here on not only the 670 The Score Odyssey app, but also 670 The Score with Mully and Haw after the Cubs finally win a ball game. And let me just say this.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Yes. Did I really go there?
Yeah. Okay,
so thank you. But I'm just going to say, you're going to hear from Arturis, and he'll explain, and he's not going to open up everything. I mean, you can't do that, and I grant you. You can only say what you can say. He's not going to deliver transparency to every 29 other clubs what his plans are. But I think probably he will drop a nugget or two regarding the direction of the ball club without really having... It's not like he's going to lie. He has never done that. But it's not like he can really spill everything out there.
Oh, yeah, you know, of course.
No GM can do that. No coach can do that.
Understandably. And for the record, I do believe that Arturis Karnišovas deserves this chance. Like, it's too early in the tenure to be like, okay, this core that he had envisioned, it didn't work. Get this guy out of here. I do think that, you know, it was the circumstances were tough. I know I liked what he had been building when it was Lonzo Ball and Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. It didn't work. It took him a year long to do what he's starting to do now, but it wasn't like some colossally bad thing. So now I do think that he deserves this chance to not necessarily fix what he did wrong, because you're probably going to be getting rid of some of these players, but there's another chance to present forth his idea for the core and hopefully get it to the next level this time.
All right, well, the Lakers are picking. I wonder if they're going to take the kid Collier out of USC. And let's see where they're going with this.
Yeah, the Lakers, what they add. Is it going to be Bronny James?
No, they'll take him in the second round. Let's see who they go for right now.
Yeah.
And the pick is in, and they are going with...
The TV just went out on us.
Oh, gosh. Okay, there, sports fans.
Oh, it is Dalton Connect.
Oh, that
Dalton
was good.
Connect,
good
the
pick.
Shooting guard out of Tennessee.
I like that.
The 6'6 wing, 23 years old. That's a guy that he was kind of one of my low key guys. But that was just great that there was the countdown.
Yeah, really.
Hey, man, it's okay. We're just on the app right now. It's all good, you know.
Okay. But we're on until when?
No, we are on until – we got just a couple more minutes here,
okay.
Chuck. We're on until 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, number one, thank you for the invite.
Yeah.
Thank you to Ryan
please.
Borth, and
yeah.
Peter Hansen, Alex
yes.
Kuhn.
Yes.
Alex, we love you. Thank you.
Shout out.
So very much. And, again, this is just the start here, because we got
yes.
free agency around the corner. And
we're here for the beginning. We're ground.
We'll find out what's going on. You know, Torrey Craig has an opt-out if he wants to go there.
Mm.
And so we'll see what develops there and the rest of the – of the ball club, and hopefully I can convince Mitch Rosen and Ryan that we can put all of the preseason games on 670 The Score or the app. You know, we can always go the app route.
See, kind of what we did tonight. See?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I think somebody's got a list of programming ideas.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
We opened a can of worms, didn't we?
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
By the way, Cubs and Giants scoreless in the first. Hayden Wesneski.
And also, you know, by the way, Ryan, just let you know, Mark has told me that he's willing to do midnight to 5 after Bears games.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or I can be Grobber times two,
Monday
2.0.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I do hope that you guys scheduled Chuck for a few of those Bears Mondays, because it is, or not for the overnights that he's done, because when he has done those are electric, because you do turn into your alter ego.
Yes,
Joe
I do.
Bag of Donuts.
Joe Bag of Donuts. And I because I'm just like a guy, you know, having a slice of pizza.
You're anybody,
and a
man.
Mr. Pibb watching the Bears. I mean, really.
It kind of sounds like we need to have him on from 12 to 5 tonight after the Cubs game.
Yeah, what are you doing?
5 hours about on the bullpen.
3 hours from right now, Chuck. No, sir, you have done your time, and you have done it very well.
Are you sending me to Marion? What's going on? You've done your time. Pete Rose on line one.
Go get yourself a square meal. They've got some food left backstage right now.
Yeah.
It would appear.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, but this has been fun. Thanks again.
Of course.
Nice meeting Pete. Have Shannon Peter. Gone yet?
I'll tell you what,
you did a great job. Can we put him on for a minute?
Absolutely.
Because you know, I told, this is Peter Hansen. Peter is a student at the University of Illinois. He lives in the Chicago area, does great job broadcasting on Big Ten Plus. And, in fact, that's what he told me. I do a great job broadcasting on Big Ten Plus. So, Peter, what can you tell us about Terrence Shannon?
Terrence Shannon Jr., you hear the words three-level score thrown around about him?
Yeah.
Couldn't be further from the truth. He can score at all three levels. Me and Chuck talked before the show. He tends to go to his left hand a little bit too much. And it really wasn't a problem in college because he just threw it in the rim anyways. But it might not translate to the next level. So we'll see how he plays in the NBA.
Well, there was a player way before your time by the name of Mo Peterson. Played on the NCAA winning Michigan State Spartans team out of Flint. He was a member of the, quote, Flintstones with Mateen Cleaves and whatnot. And Mo did not have a right hand. Everything was left, left, left. And he had a pretty good career, made a lot of money using his left hand. So hopefully that'll be the case with Shannon having a great career.
Yeah, let's hope so. And thank you for having me on.
Do you know anything about the Bulls draft pick, Mattis Buzelis?
I did not know much about him before I heard his name tonight.
Nor did we.
No, don't include me.
No, that's true. That's true. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes.
But we have all learned about him.
And yes, and we're going to learn more about him because the Summer League in Vegas is around the corner.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And Arturis Karnišovas, in a little while, will speak out here to the Assemble Media. A lot of that you'll hear on the Mully and Haw show tomorrow. So I guess that's it. It's really hard to say goodbye. This is tough, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're
going a little bit overtime
here.
But...
And again, there's the second round is tomorrow. And
yes,
the Bulls
that's
do
true.
Not have a
yes.
second. In fact, the next time the Bulls have a second round pick is 2028.
Oh, my God. Okay. For Chuck Swirsky, for Ryan Porth, who did – nice job getting us on the air or getting the press
yeah,
conference.
Yeah, Ryan
on
was
the
great.
Air. That was
don't
was,
forget about Alex Kuhn.
Oh yeah, no.
I feel badly.
I
mean, Alex is working his tail off.
You didn't let me do it, man. And also Peter Hansen and the great Alex Kuhn in our downtown Chicago studios, doing just a wonderful job. Alex,
Sean Sears did play a role in tonight as well.
Oh,
so.
Oh there you go.
We've got Sears as well. Kuhn, what'd you think of the broadcast?
I thought it went great, guys. And
thank you.
I for one, thought we needed to get Chuck's Cubs thoughts at about 7:59.
No, don't get me. I want Mason Miller in Chicago. The reliever
for you've been
Oakland.
Talking that up for a minute.
I mean,
now.
You know, like just get it done, Jed. I don't want to wait until next year, and I don't want to be like a seller. You know what? Just get it done. You know,
you have, still got hope, huh? You think they can turn
have
this
some
around?
Onions and do it.
Don't score in the second inning. Cubs and Giants for this man, the great Chuck Swirsky. I am Mark Grody.
This is Harry Carey. Okay, later.
Thanks to everybody for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it.
The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.